Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Torah on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bahar, focuses at the beginning on the laws of Shemitah, the sabbatical year, which we are in the middle of right now. But after that, it talks about a number of different laws, including an idea that the Torah says, Hashem tells the Jewish people that a Jewish person is limited in his ability to become a servant or a slave. And a Jewish person can only become a servant to someone else for a period of 6 years. At the end of 6 years, he goes free. If after those 6 years he wishes to stay, he can have his ear bored, and he remains as a servant or a slave to his master until Yovel, until the Jubilee year. And the Torah expresses this limitation on servitude and says that Hashem tells the Jewish people, Ki avodahim, they are my servants, asher hatisi oisam amirat mitraim, for I brought them forth from the land of Egypt. The implication of these verses is a little bit troubling, one might say, to the Western mind and the Western ear, because the implication of the verses is that the Jewish people are slaves to someone. Either we are slaves to humans in Egypt, and later to God himself. And how are we to understand this when we often talk about the idea of freedom being very important, and yet here the Torah says that we are meant to be servants? The truth of the matter is that people are servants or slaves to something or other for much of their lives. If you think about it, even people who are very free in modern Western society, thank God we do live in the land of the free, in a land of freedom where we are able to, by and large, do what we want in terms of living our lives as we see fit. But we are slaves to our lusts, to our drives, to keeping up with the Joneses, or the freeds. We are slaves to so many different things. And a truly free person is really the person who is able to rise above anything else that shackles him. And so that might be physical chains of bondage, but it also might be the ethical chains of lusts, of drives, of wants, of desires, of temptations that he simply cannot shake free of. And I think it's fair to say that a very, very significant portion of society is a slave in some way, shape, or form to something. Some people, it ruins and destroys their lives if they become addicts to drugs or to alcohol or to things like that. And for some, it just means that they live their lives, but they're constantly focused on things that they just cannot break free of in terms of their focus and their drives and their lusts and so on. So at the end of the day, just about everyone is a slave to something of some in some way, shape, or form. The Torah is telling us a very fascinating idea. The Torah is telling us that the Jewish people were slaves to a human master, Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and God took us out, and now we have the opportunity to be slaves to Hashem, slaves to God. What does that mean? Well, if we understand that Hashem is above and beyond the entirety of the universe, he is the creator of the universe, and consequently, he is not part of it, that means that anyone who is attached to God, and anyone who is working for God, to the extent that one is connected and is truly a slave or a servant of Hashem, he is not really subject to the temptations, to the drives, the lusts, the limitations of the finite world. And in fact, this idea is expressed beautifully by the Talmud when it says that a true free person is one who is fully engaged and devoted to Torah study. What's that idea? Because the Torah is God's gift to us in terms of living our lives and becoming better people and rising above the universe, the world, the finite, physical, materialistic world in which we live and which so many people are shackled to. And so the idea of one who is truly free is the person who is engaged in the study of Torah is the idea that by not just studying it as an intellectual pursuit like one would study mathematics or science or so on, but truly connecting and becoming one with the Torah is the means for us to rise above this world. It's the means for us to connect to Hashem. The Zohar says that the Jewish people and Hashem and the Torah are one. There's a unity, there's a connection. By engaging in Torah study, by connecting to the Torah, and by the lifestyle that the Torah provides for us, we are able to rise above this world. We become true servants of Hashem. And true servants of Hashem means that we are able to rise above the limitations of this world. And by filling ourselves, indeed, with the greatness of Hashem, you're right, you're not your own person, you're not free in the sense that you can do whatever you want. But at the end of the day, a person who is free to do whatever he wants will end up being shackled to whatever he wants to do, to those temptations, and so on and so forth. but by rising above this world, by being a servant, a slave to Hashem, by doing what Hashem wants, what we are doing is we are rising above all of the limitations. We are truly free of the shackles of the physical world, and we are truly free to become great by connecting to Hashem. So at the end of the day, we need to be, so to speak, enslaved to something. However, if we are enslaved to anything that's part of this finite world, then we are shackled by the limitations of this finite world to some degree. And by chaining ourselves to the Torah and to Hashem, we are allowing ourselves to be lifted above it all. And that slavery, paradoxically, becomes the ultimate freedom. And really, as I've often mentioned in a number of different classes and talks and recordings that I've shared with you, Judaism boils down to that great paradox of that we are nothing without Hashem, and yet when we submit ourselves to Hashem and we do what He wants, we become everything. We are able to reach great heights. That is the great paradox. And indeed, this servitude to Hashem is an expression of this great paradox. By allowing ourselves to become servants to Hashem, we are able to break free and become truly independent and become truly great and achieve what we can truly achieve with our potential of rising above the finite limitations of this world. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.